One of my sisters gave me a book within the past few years, and I'm not sure which sister it was, but when I saw it on the shelf recently, I said, I haven't looked at this book yet, and I brought it with me to camp. I know it had to be one of my sisters, because no one else would have given me this book. It says 365 Days with John Newton, and it's, did you give it to me? No? Okay, so it's Grace. And it's a devotional for each day, and John Newton's the writer of the song, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. Zion, City of Our God, as you know, that comes from one of the Psalms, 87, I believe. Glorious things of Thee are spoken. Well, in this book, Hymns of the Christian Life, we can see that the hymn has been shortened for us to three verses, and unfortunately we lose something. I'm not sure how many verses the hymn really has, but in this book it has five. And you sang for your last verse, round each habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. And then it says, thus deriving from their banner light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. So another blessing for God's children. There's the light, the cloud and the fire, the glory, the covering. That's in Isaiah, one of the early chapters. And thus deriving from their banner light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. Then, blessed inhabitants of Zion, washed in the Redeemer's blood, Jesus, whom their souls rely on, makes them kings and priests to God. 'Tis his love his people raises over self to reign as kings and as priests, his solemn praises each for a thanks offering brings. Savior, if of Zion's city I through grace a member am, let the world deride or pity. I will glory in thy name. Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show, solid joys and lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know. Isn't that wonderful? If I'm a member of Zion through your grace, so what if the world mocks or persecutes or pities me? I'm going to glory in your name, because that's all passing away. Everything, it's all fading away. Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show, solid joys and lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know. Praise the Lord. John Newton, the writer of Amazing Grace and other of our favorites. We sang before, leaning on the everlasting arms, and my mind always goes back to the text in Deuteronomy 33 where it says, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath our everlasting arms he holds us. Other arms grow faint and weary. These can never faint nor fail. Others reach our mounts of blessing. These, our lowest, loneliest veil, Dr. Simpson wrote, underneath our everlasting arms, everlasting, they reach infinitely, and they are mighty, eternal, sometimes everlasting. What's an everlasting arm? I guess it's so long it could just wrap around the globe and reach anywhere. Or is it lasting forever? I guess you can think of it both ways. It's almighty. It's God's arm. God's arms, eternal. You think they could ever fail to hold us? They hold the whole world. He's got the whole world in his hands, and the whole universe, and everything is under his authority and upheld by his sustaining power. The eternal God is your refuge underneath our everlasting arms, and surely he can hold us. And anyway, as that passage of scripture was in my mind, I thought of two questions right there. It says, who is like God? Who is like unto thee? Who is like our God? He rides through the heavens to your help, through the skies in his majesty. And then it says, the eternal God is your refuge underneath our everlasting arms. And then it says, who is like you? Who is like God, but who is like you? People saved by the Lord. Comes to mind, solid joys, lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know. And we're exalted because of our God's love. We're blessed beyond description because he is so great and we are his. Who is like you? Happy are you, O God's people. Who is like you, O Israel? A people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, the sword of your triumph. David said in our text last night, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. And God said that to Abraham too. I am your shield. I am your defense. Remember, beginning of the 15th chapter of Genesis, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am your shield. I am your exceeding great reward. I am your all. Christ is all. Christ is all, it says there over Brother Paul's head. I often look that way, more than at that one. I don't know, I seem to favor the right side, I notice, when I speak. It's not intentional, but that's a good one too. But that's one I see more. Christ is all, and I say, oh God, let it be, Christ my all. Christ is all. Hallelujah. And in all, everything, Lord, fill all my life, be exalted in me. How blessed we are to know him and to have him and to be his. Anyway, Abraham was told, I am your portion, I am your exceeding great reward, I am your shield, Abraham. He had just come from a great victory, and on his way along he met priest Melchizedek, who he's described in just a couple verses there in Genesis 14. But then the story of Melchizedek, his name shows up a couple more times in Scripture, in Psalm 110, and then in the book of Hebrews especially. And it's developed, and we understand that he is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Melchizedek came to meet Abram just after this great victory. And it was a time when he needed to be ministered to. And Melchizedek was the priest of the Most High God. He was king of righteousness, just as Jesus is, and king of peace, just as Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And he ministered to Abraham. Abraham gave him tithes. And he was a man that imparted something at this time of need to Abraham. What did he give him? He gave him bread and wine. That's a type of our communion service in which we partake of Christ by faith. And that's meant to be just a picture of our daily communion with the Lord. In his word, at his feet, we feed on him. We drink of the river of his pleasures, but we partake of Christ by faith. Day by day, moment by moment, we have life from above. At any rate, he ministered to him and gave him bread and wine. And it was then a time of trial for him. Remember how the king of Sodom, Abraham's victory, benefited this king. And he came and said he would reward him in a, in a huge way. Somebody prayed that last night or this morning. I think this morning at the counselor's meeting, that these kids would be blessed hugely. And I like that expression. It's kind of contemporary. These words come and go. But the king of Sodom wanted to bless Abram in a huge way and give him a lot of good stuff. a lot of good things for winning that victory. And Abram said, no, no. And that's when the Lord revealed himself to him like that. He said, I don't want it to be said that you made me rich, because God is my portion. And then the Lord came and said, I am your shield. Don't be afraid. I am your exceeding great reward. Christ is all. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence with us. Thank you that you want to be our all. Thank you that you have come to us in these days, manifested your presence, spoken your word, touched our lives, invited us to open our hearts wide to you, to receive out of your fullness grace upon grace, to receive you, Lord. We thank you that you are right here, right now, this morning. We thank you that we can look to you. As we sang last night, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. So we want to do today, at this moment and all day today, and find that you are our all. Lord, be to us our everlasting portion, more than friend and more than life. Oh, Lord, we just pray that you will just touch our hearts today again. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are right with us. Thank you that we can see you with the eyes of our hearts and hear you with the ears that you have given us. Help us to really hear, help us to really see, and help us to really consider, and help us to really receive. Hallelujah. We know these things aren't just words, but this is reality, Lord. This is reality, and we thank you that you're bringing us into the real, bringing us into the real, the things that are eternal. We can't see them, Lord, but we look at them. And we rejoice in them, oh Lord. And we love you with all our hearts. We do. We want to love you more than we ever have before. You who loved us and gave yourself for us. Amen.